President Barack Obama's nominee to head the Energy Department, director of the MIT Energy Initiative, Ernest Moniz, testified before the Senate Energy Committee today. That's the first step before his confirmation goes to the full Senate. And as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Dr. Moniz remains cagey on his thoughts of exporting natural gas.
Dr. Moniz is a respected physicist who has spent years working at the intersection of policy and scientific research. Before returning to MIT in 2001, Dr. Moniz spent 4 years as undersecretary at the Energy Department, so he's had practice artfully dodging questions and providing diplomatic, often vague answers. Both the committee chairman, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, and the panel's top Republican, Senator Lisa Murkowski, used their first comments to pin the nominee down on exporting liquefied natural gas. Senator Murkowski asked him whether he supports exports of LNG, and Dr. Moniz responded.
I believe the Natural Gas Act suggests that one should move forward with licenses unless there is a clear public interest issue.
Dr. Moniz went on to say that cumulative effects, including overall cost, need to be examined before the Energy Department would grant an export license.
But fundamentally, I think all of these issues have to come together and make a transparent, analytically based evaluation, application by application.
A case-by-case approval process could be what export skeptics want to hear. Senator Wyden, a critic of exporting natural gas, says he's concerned what exports would do to prices at both the national and regional levels. Confirmation hearings provide senators a chance to rally a base and bring up parochial home state issues. Senator Joe Manchin, a conservative Democrat from increasingly Republican West Virginia, asked Dr. Moniz some pointed questions about threats to coal.
How much longer do you think taxpayers will have to subsidize renewables? Renewables until they're able to compete in the marketplace on their own?
Dr. Moniz dodged the question, offering up a long, winding answer. He says the role of the government in energy production
is to, first of all, make sure that the marketplace has options. Well, by marketplace, I mean all those who make different kinds of decisions, investors, companies, public servants, et cetera.
The Department of Energy is responsible for all sorts of programs, from a controversial loan program for energy firms to regulating fracking to assuring the safety of the country's nuclear weapons. The heavy load is something Senator Murkowski made note of.
You are not signing up for the easiest job here.
One thing the Energy Department is not responsible for is federal tax policy. But that's what Utah Senator Mike Lee, a Tea Party favorite, asked about. He wanted to know whether Dr. Moniz supports a carbon tax. Dr. Moniz responded in a fairly straightforward way. He's not the right person to ask.
First of all, I think it's important to say the administration has not proposed a carbon tax and has no plan to do so. I think that's the first point. The second point is Department of Energy is not the locus of discussions about such fiscal policies.
Dr. Moniz is expected to pass through both the committee and full Senate. Senator Wyden says he supports the nomination and he hopes to bring the nominee back for a vote sometime soon. Because, in Wyden's words, the sooner he's confirmed, the sooner he can get to work. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.